Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
I got an email, or we got an email yesterday, and I thought it would be a good time to bring back Atlanta Snopes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you've never been on Snopes.
The church at the bottom of Lake Lanier's is going to be another one of those.
Right. For those that don't know what Snopes.com is, Jeff.
It's the website where you debunk all the urban legends. So, you know, there's always the story that if you dial a certain code from your cell phone, you'll be charged a ton of money, or if you get in your car and there's something stuck to the back window, you have to be careful because that means somebody's hiding behind your car and they're going to get you when you go to remove it. And all these any forwarded email, before you forward it on to someone else, go to Snopes and type in a few keywords and make sure it's legit, because 9 out of 10 of them are not.
Like, so
don't buy any oil from a certain gas company on this date, and right, oil prices are dropped by $2 a gallon.
It takes myths, right, and they either legitimize them or they say, no, it's completely fake, right? Mm-hmm. So we decided to do Atlanta Snopes, where there are rumors or there are different myths about Atlanta that are going on that we talk about, and you guys call up and you can either confirm or deny them. I'm asking you guys to either tell us if this is true in the firefighting world or not. Mm-hmm. It says, hey, Bert, as a firefighter's wife, I just wanted to tell you to be really careful about how you find this fireman so that you don't actually get him into trouble at work. A lot of counties are having trouble with firehouse groupies. There's your key. Firehouse groupies,
Wendy,
who show up at stations and hang out trying to nab a firefighter, whether they are single or not. Now, you haven't done this yet, Wendy, but you sure would be open to that.
I would definitely. I'll make some cookies. I don't know how to cook, but I'll learn.
So the wives of these firefighters got all upset because they felt that their husbands should be getting paid to work, not flirt with girls. This has caused so much trouble that a lot of counties are really cracking down on firefighters having unannounced visitors at stations, especially female ones.
That is funny.
So I want to know if this is true or not. A, is there really such thing as firehouse groupies? And B, is it just known in the firehouse that you're not allowed to have unannounced visitors at the stations, especially females? Because the wives have created quite a stink about it.
And C, does this translate into any other profession? I mean, maybe cops, but anything else? Could you imagine? Like
any groupie?
It's laughable if you think of any other profession and say there's groupies hanging out outside the door, out of the office.
You'd be a firehouse groupie?
Well, no, I want a groupie to bring me food. That'd be awesome.
You have that. He's called Adam.
But it does make sense at the firehouse because those guys are there for 24-hour shifts, mm-hmm, and they're right there and they're cooking and they're hanging out or whatever. They're like sitting there. They're prey. Well, there are groupies to go prey on.
There are some women that just like different professions, you know, so I can, mm-hmm, imagine that. But I can't imagine them being, how are you a firefighter groupie? Like, where do you show up? Like, you're monitoring some kind of...
Yeah, the firehouse. I mean, you know where, I mean, everybody knows where the firehouse, and usually if the doors are open, the trucks are out there, there's sometimes guys just hanging out, so you can, you know, easily strike up a conversation with a firefighter.
And they're fit, and they're in uniform, and all that stuff. I mean, well, they save the day. I mean, come on. Of course they have groupies.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Good morning.
There is firehouse groupies.
There are firehouse groupies,
are you
really
one of them?
No, I am not. I work in EMS, and I've got a lot of friends that work in the fire department. And there are a lot of firehouse groupies.
Do they just show up? Is it groups of them? I mean, how does that work?
They're usually invited by the firefighters out.
Oh, really?
So it's like one of them has a girlfriend, and then she brings like a whole bunch of her girlfriends?
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. They just all get in there together and hang out and watch TV at the firehouse or hang out in the bay.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And is it known now that at the firehouses that unannounced visitors are prohibited, especially female ones?
They actually wait until everybody else goes home, about five or six, that's whenever the girls can come over and the guys not get in trouble.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very stinky. Oy.
Oy.
Crystal, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. All right. We're trying to figure out if this is myth or not, and it sounds like it's not a myth, that it's legit.
I have to agree. My fiance is an officer, and they have a split station with a fireman, and he was actually telling me that girls will come up there every now and then, do a little giggle and try to get some firemen, and knowing that, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're not single. They just come up there, sometimes show up with cookies and crap, and he's here complaining that they don't show up to cops. I'm like, hello, you put a ring on my finger. But I have to admit, that I think it's true. Mm-hmm. If cops are complaining, and they all hate firefighters anyway, it has to be true.
Yeah. Firehouses and the Geek Squad, both groupies outside the door.
Susan, Q100, good morning.
Hi, it's totally, I used to date a fireman in Southern California, and it's totally true. I don't know for sure if they're having a crackdown on it, but it is true. And the reason I met him actually is because I specifically wanted to date a fireman. And I would go to different fire stations and pretend I was lost because I was trying to find a specific one that I had seen. So I would go, like, I would stop at I used to have Georgia tags on my car, and I would stop at different fire stations and say, ask for directions until I found the fireman. And he told me that happens all the time.
So this is the truth. This is no myth. There are really firefighting groupies.
They've got Yahoo groups, message boards, the best stations to stop by.
I'm sure there is.
Hey, Carla.
Hello.
Hey.
Findmyhoseman.com.
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to let y'all know that it does happen to police officers also.
Okay.
And they are called badge chasers.
Badge chasers. Nice. I have heard of badge bunnies before.
Badge bunnies
that only like will go out with either firemen or policemen.
Yeah.
All right. So it's true.
Funny. I bet badge bunnies do have a Yahoo group.
I bet you should Google badge bunnies right now, see what comes up.
Uh-oh.
And if it even runs through the filter. But so it's true, and the email said a lot of counties are having trouble with firehouse groupies who show up at stations, just hang out, trying to nab a firefighter. Doesn't matter if you're single or not. So the wives of these firefighters got all upset because they felt their husbands should be getting paid to work and not flirt. So it's caused so much problems that a lot of counties are cracking down on any kind of firefighter having unannounced visitors, especially women. So it's true. It's absolutely true.
The Burt Show.
All right, I have a parenting etiquette question. So if you're a parent, help me out with this. Because I try to be sympathetic to parents because I am one. I've got two kids. But this has happened to me now twice over the last couple of weeks. And the first time it happened, I was in Charleston a few weeks ago. And I'm at a restaurant. And I go into the men's bathroom. And while I'm in there, I'm doing my thing, doing my number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
A father will walk in there with his daughter. Right? Now, obviously, okay. He's there by himself, maybe a single dad. Maybe he's just got his daughter for the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my assumption is he doesn't want her to go into the girls' bathroom, the women's bathroom, by herself.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, he doesn't feel that that's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense to me at a certain age. But, like, twice now over the last couple of weeks, it's been, like, 7 or 8-year-old girls.
Mm.
And I'm wondering where the cutoff is on that, because to me it doesn't seem real healthy for the girl. And it certainly is uncomfortable for all the guys that are in the men's bathroom. Am I just being sensitive to that, or does it seem a little strange?
I never thought about single dads or dads with their kids in the guys' bathroom, because in a women's bathroom, it doesn't even faze you because you see kids in there all the time with their mom. So I'm surprised that he would not think a 7 or 8-year-old girl could go to the bathroom on her own in a women's restroom, because maybe, I guess I can see where he'd be concerned about her being in a room full of strangers, but I just don't understand why she couldn't go to the bathroom by herself.
And I'm just curious what the etiquette is on that.
Has it ever happened to you?
I don't think it's ever happened to me, but I can see, like, I'm terrible with kids' ages. Like, I always have to ask Jessica, how old's that one? How old, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like,
I used to be until I had my own, and I could tell they were older than Hayden, and Hayden's 5 and a half. So I'm going to assume she was, like, both of them were, like, 7 or 8 years old.
But, like, 8 years old is, like...
Seems icky.
Yeah.
To be in a guy's bathroom.
They start to ask questions.
Right.
Yeah, like, and it, mm-hmm. in a lot of cases still, you don't have those family restrooms mm-hmm. where you can go in there and it's just one stall for you and your daughter or you and your son. So you're sort of forced to make a decision. Do you let your daughter go in the women's bathroom all by herself? Or do you bring her into the guy's bathroom where all the dudes' junk's hanging out? They don't even know that there's a girl behind them, so who knows? You know, and guys are messy and sloppy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some of them are like all untucked when they walk away from the urinal or whatever.
Dude, y'all are gross.
Totally.
Yeah, women's bathrooms are a lot more private than that. So, I don't know. I don't know what the etiquette is.
A boy in a women's bathroom, not as bad because there's stalls.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Tammy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
Totally inappropriate.
You're like, what's the cutoff age there?
Totally. Did you say 7 or 8?
Yeah, because...
That's completely and utterly inappropriate. 7, 8-year-old girls are more than able to take care of them, their business, if you will, in a restroom by themselves, and all Dad has to do is stand outside that door and wait, you know, for them. He's right there. And so I totally inappropriate. I would never, never allow my husband to do that with my children, ever.
You think it's just a case of the dad being overly protective, and he's like, I'd rather have her in my sight in a guy's bathroom than out of my sight in a woman's bathroom?
No, I don't. I think it's disgusting, personally. I think that that's way across the line. I truly do. Because you're talking exposure here.
So at what age do you just... Are you okay by yourself? Like 5?
Oh, I don't know. First of all, if I wouldn't let my husband take my little one, who wasn't quite potty trained or ready for if they're going to be out that long, I would just go with and handle it myself. I would never let my little girl go into a men's bathroom.
So you're saying ever. You wouldn't let your husband ever take.
Ever.
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 Ever. And I've seen it more than once. And I'm only sensitive to it because I've seen it the last couple of weeks more often than I ever have before.
Can the argument be made that the guys, anything that would be seen, the guys are turned facing the wall, so they just walk quickly into a stall?
But you know how like some guys will like still be untucked when they walk away from...
But they're untucked, but they don't have everything hanging out.
It's still a little too close for comfort for me. It was my daughter. Hey, Jessica, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Well, I'll differ a little bit from your last caller and say that I think it depends on where you're at. I have a 6-year-old little girl, and we have 2 older boys. But first of all, my husband takes her out plenty, and if she's going to need to go to the bathroom while they're out, listen, I'm not going along for the ride, okay? He's a big boy. He can handle it. But if it's somewhere that's maybe kind of shady or somewhere you've never been before or whatever, I would much rather him take her into the men's bathroom. I think he's capable of making sure that, it's a comfortable situation for both of them. He, of course, doesn't want her to see anybody's goods.
You mean
and,
shady? You mean
sure,
like,
you know?
Like at the Pink Pony?
Yeah, now, if there's a Pink Pony, we might have an issue.
that's an after 8:30 phoner. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I have 2 daughters, and I wouldn't have a problem with them going into the bathroom when they were about 8 years old, and my youngest was 5, because, like she was saying, too, there are some places where I just would not let my daughters go in by themselves.
So, and the age for you, again, was what?
About 8 years old.
8 years old.
You know, because, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, if we've had a single, only one bathroom, and we're all in there together, I mean... I just don't think at 8 years old, a little girl's looking at going, oh, look at that. It's just, it's just not something that, would happen.
No, I don't put it on the 8-year-old, but I mean, if it's in there and they're going to see it. See, I've said this before also. Like when Stacy's not around and I have Hayden, I'm in complete defense mode. My only goal is to get him back to his mother breathing. So I can understand why some of these guys are like, I don't care if it's inappropriate. I just need to have my eyes on her because she's not going to be lost on my watch. Mm-hmm. So I don't care how inappropriate it is.
Right.
But how can she get lost in a girl's bathroom?
I don't know.
You just wait,
but who knows?
The door?
Like, what if you go in, you don't realize it's like there's a door on the other side. Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't
because
know.
Like,
it just freaks you out.
Because there's, you know what I mean? Or like, what if she goes in there and who knows? Like, there's a line and like the time starts ticking away, and that's the one thing you're in charge of.
If there's a 0.05% that there's another door in there that she could exit out of, I can understand where the dads are coming from. Because, like I said, the only goal.
Never been in a women's restroom where the door was somewhere different than the door you walked in, like sure, another
one,
hall.
Think of the ones at Turner Field.
Well, you would see that one, though, wouldn't you? Because you go out, in one and you go out the other.
Yeah. I'm saying that they face the same hallway is what I'm saying. You don't exit
there's
another
no back
hallway.
Door.
Right,
yeah, there's no back door to a bathroom.
This is just my thinking. Like, think of if you're in that big hallway and it's between innings at a busy game. Like, that kid could come out and turn left and gone.
And you got to remember,
before you even see her.
You're in defense mode, so logic is completely out of the window at this point. Good morning, Q100.
Yeah, hi. I work at a pool, and I know the legal age.
Okay, the legal age that they can take, like, a daughter into the men's bathroom?
Legal age for any young child to go into the opposite sex bathroom.
And what is that?
It's six.
Six years old.
Okay.
Yes, six is the cutoff, but there is some sort of, you know, give or take depending, you know, being a single parent or not. So
okay.
It's really hard to say. But, yeah, six is supposed to be the cutoff.
Okay, so all legally right. Six. Thank you. Good morning, Reese. You're on Q100.
Hey there, Bert Show. I love
Hi.
You guys. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
And I have a crush on you, Bert. Your voice is hot.
Oh, thank
oh,
you.
Well, my
wow,
goodness.
That's cool. Thanks.
Any which way.
When you say something really sexy about taking an 8-year-old girl into the bathroom.
Well, my ex-husband, when he had my daughter, he would take her in, but not, the cutoff with him was 5 years old. When he first told me he took her in, I freaked out. But what he did was he covered her eyes. And had her facing him and ran into the stall with her.
I'd blindfold her. She looked like some kind of hostage, man.
It made more sense, yeah. You know. And he was like, you know, I know how you are. I would never leave her out. I'd never, because God forbid, you know, somebody took her and I didn't notice. She walked away, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, you know what? That's better than you losing my kid.
Right. I can understand that.
That was better.
I sort of get it. Good morning, Don. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I have an 8-year-old, and I just don't understand why Dad would think it's okay to take her in there at that age, because she knows. I mean, my 8-year-old talks, you know, she thinks boys are gross, and she knows they have the penis and the difference. she's very independent and would never want to go in there at that age anyway. So I think it's the dad being a little bit overprotective. He's got to turn the loose just a little bit. And, you know, if it's somewhere like Turner Field or somewhere and the bathroom has an entrance and an exit and it's huge, meet eye contact with some lady that's going in with her kids and just say something to the effect like, yeah, you know, my daughter's going in or something. I mean, I know my husband has done that a bunch. He used to take her into the bathroom with him, but, you know, that's changed.
I will say that, you know, because I know a lot of people thought, well, you don't want to trust a stranger. You don't know the stranger. But there is this, at least in what I've noticed, when there's a kid in the bathroom, there is this protectiveness in a women's bathroom, knowing that there's a kid in there, like always keeping an eye on him and making sure that he or she stays with the mom and stuff. So it's just weird.
Sure, it's like the modern day takes a village.
Well,
it takes a restroom.
I mean, it is weird how there is this sense of obligation in a women's bathroom when a kid walks in.
And I think that last caller made a really good point also. There's like more of an inherent trust, obviously, if there's a woman walking into the bathroom with other kids than if she's walking in there solo.
Right.
The Bert Show.
This article should have been written, Dear Bert.
Yeah.
That's how it should have started.
And I was never like this until my kids were born, and now I'm just like so sensitive to anything dirty or fecal matter.
Well, you had a little bit of this in you, because I think you had this idea before there was a Hollis or a Hayden. The idea that they're talking about in the paper is, and by the way, they have a picture on the front. If you look at the living section, they actually show Bert leaving a public restroom.
Right, with his hazmat suit on, yeah.
On the right. But basically the idea is that people are becoming so germophobic that they are making bathrooms cleaner by making them completely touch-free.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this years ago.
So you know how it started, I think, with the restrooms, the toilets, and then also the urinals in the men's room, where when it detects motion in front of it, and the motion moves. You know, walks away. It flushes automatically. Mm-hmm. Then they put the same things on the seat sinks, so mm-hmm. you run your hand under it 27 times, like using the self-checkout line at the grocery store, and you can never quite get it.
And you got the paper towel thing going on also.
Yep, yeah, right in front of the paper towel. Now they've got their special handles on the doors. There's a picture of it. It's actually brilliant.
Couldn't be happier about this.
Yeah.
Well, where's the picture? There's a picture, Bert, of it's like shaped like an L. Look at, and that's how you leave the bathroom. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So you lock your arm in it, mm-hmm. and you pull it open that way, so you don't touch it with your hand.
So you never use it with your hand. Okay.
Because the technique right now is, you know, to take a clean paper towel, open the door. When you get the door open, you kind of kick it all the way open, and then you test your basketball skills with the paper towel, or you return to your table with it.
Right.
So the number, until this is adopted by all restrooms, I would like to suggest that every restroom have a small waste paper basket in the little area, you know, after you've gone out the door, but before you've turned into the restaurant. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So people can just drop their, and the only thing that will go in there will be dry paper towels that people have used to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that. And then also, I think why can't you just make restroom doors that push out? Like, why do they all have to open in?
You still got to touch, though.
You know.
Take them with your foot, your shoulder, forehead, or your tongue or something.
Yeah, just lick it. Use your tongue and push it open. When I was on a cruise ship earlier this year, because I guess they're more worried about germs, you know, if somebody gets
a lot of illnesses. And if you're on a ship and you get one of those illnesses, it's pretty bad.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide on a ship.
Yeah, spreads through the ship pretty fast.
So in the restrooms there, they have a little napkin holder that's right next to the door. And there's a picture of people. You're supposed to take one of those napkins and use them to push over the door. Push open the door.
Yeah. And the ship I was on, they had Purell dispensers, stand-up dispensers next to the elevators for the buttons on the elevator.
That's an important one, too. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like the second most contaminated mm-hmm. place in an office building?
Yeah.
With the first being the microwave.
The microwave button to push it open.
Now that we've got the bathrooms all covered for you, Bert, here's something else for you to worry about.
To freak out about?
Mm-hmm. This is actually from a doctor. He's trying to figure out how to avoid handshakes. Because he said so many people, especially during, you know, cold season, don't wash it. Like, people will go an entire day without washing their hands.
Mm-hmm. Sneeze into it.
Like an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten into the habit when I cough now of using, they want you to use the fabric of your shirt. But people, like, Melissa pointed this out a while ago, how much people touch their face and stuff without even thinking
about
it.
That's how you get sick. It's not the fact that your hands are dirty. It's the fact that you touch your nose, you touch your mouth, you touch your eyes. Like, you know, after I had my transplant, that was the hardest thing for me to do because that was the number one thing they said, do not touch your face anymore. And just try. Try to go through the rest of today without touching your face. And you can't do it.
So
don't they say like the bottom of purses are the worst, right?
Well, they're pretty nasty because you notice how you always put your purse on the floor when you go anywhere to sit down or whatever is the bottom of your purse is pretty nasty.
So this doctor, he's an infectious disease specialist, so he knows what he's talking about. With all of his friends and acquaintances, they just do the
Howie Mandel.
The fist pound.
Pound it.
They will not. Yep.
Still skin on skin. I don't like that.
But he won't shake hands.
I don't. How about just a little peace sign?
How about the elbow?
And skin on skin?
No, wear long sleeves.
Some people
just
in... on college campuses with colds and flu,
mm-hmm.
it's spread on message boards and everything that you just do a Japanese-style bow.
I'd love that.
No touching.
I'm going to do that today. I'm just going to go to somebody and say, hey, Melissa, I'm just going to bow real slow.
Hello, Melissa-san.
They go to shake your hand.
But when they stick their hand out instead of doing that,
bow.
Melissa went to Benihana this weekend. She's getting all Asian on us.
Took it a little seriously.
Kelly Clarkson does it. She hugs.
Yeah. Hey, Ashley, you're on Q100.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
You are.
Good morning, guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that I can't really say who I work for, but I actually work. I'm a beauty advisor at a makeup counter in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And yeah. I have been obsessed with germs because my dad has been OCD since I was a child. So mm-hmm. I've been raised and instilled of you don't do touch this, blah, blah, blah. But the testers at the makeup counter, mm-hmm. ladies, oh, God, please, just don't. Touch them, please.
Pretty bad,
like the eyeshadows, women stick their finger in there and test it and see if it, you know, looks good, or the mm-hmm. lipsticks. Just don't touch them, please. I mean, I have a personal alcohol bottle, pure alcohol bottle I take with me everywhere and spray, like, the handles at the grocery store and everything, mm-hmm. Like on the buggies.
Yeah, those are pretty nasty. Yeah, the makeup counter does freak me out. I won't do the only tester I will do is a you know perfume.
Right.
But I will not do the other stuff because that's kind of gross.
Isn't that the quickest way to get like pink eye? That thing that Snoop has all the time.
What is?
No, like, he's got a different version of pink eye.
If you guys are like using some of those testing things on your eyes,
I'm sure it can because I mean, what people don't know is like even in mascara. There's like stuff in your mascara to help keep germs at bay, the germs that you keep putting in your mascara. So if you use mascara for a long time, you need to throw it out because whatever they put in there, you know, kind of goes old over time. I forgot what it is, but it's something there specifically for the germs you keep putting in there from your eye.
Fun talk. Nasty. Really fun. Hey, Joy, you're on Q100.
Hey, I work for an environmental company, and my boss refuses to shake hands with people. What he does is he touches their elbow, and that's his handshake.
That's what
See,
you said,
the elbow
Wendy.
Thing's working.
But still,
See?
It's
Absolutely.
Still skin on skin, I guess, but you're not touching your elbow to your face or anything like that, so it certainly is safer.
Well, and I want to go back to Jeff saying the hug. Like, that's all cool and stuff, but do not kiss me. I don't need to be kissed when we see each other because I...
Save all that.
I don't want to be rude, but you know, because again, I can't touch my hands to my face. I can't kiss you. I cannot kiss you because I may get something from you, and I'm not trying to offend you, but you don't know how nasty you are. So the huggers are people who always feel the need to add an extra piece of intimacy with the hug, and I don't need it.
I'm trying to come up with something that's intimate yet germ safe, so I'm going to just start lightly touching my face against a person's breast. You know, because that's covered in clothing and everything, but it's still intimate because it's my face.
Like a cat.
So it's just going to be a little butterfly kiss of the breast is what I'm going for, which is awkward when you meet guys, but if you hang out with a good group of women, it's totally worth it.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.